Hey guys, this is Charlie, and it's Saturday night, March 6th, and I'm just home relaxing, I gotta tell you. Wish I had a glass of wine, but that's alright. I'll get one tomorrow. So, anyway, listen, I just wanted to talk about this new show that Charlie Sheen has premiered tonight on Ustream. It was a live stream of somewhat of a like talk show that he's doing. It was the first episode, and, you know, some people are coming down hard on him, which you would expect, right? Robert Scoble, if you don't know him, you can find him on Twitter at Scoblizer, or you can find him on Facebook, Robert Scoble. You know, was a little critical of him, and that's fine. I understand that he's not for everyone, and, you know, a lot of people will probably not like the show. I stuck around for as long as I could. My problem with the show is that it's, first and foremost, way too long. Way too long. Note to Charlie, no one wants to see another human being online in video for like more than 20 minutes. I mean, 20, 25 max. But yeah, cap it out at 20, Charlie. It's just too long. Other than that, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give three, maybe four good reasons why I think the show was actually better than what people are giving him credit for. All right? Okay, all things aside, Charlie Sheen and what you have seen these past 2 weeks, it's nothing new for him. It's who he has been in Hollywood for the past 20 plus years. He was raised in that system. He has destructed repeatedly in his life. He has risen from the ashes and then self-destructed again and again and again. This is not new. What is new is the technology, which allows us to actually take a look at him doing these things and allows him to actually profit from it or, you know, in whatever way that he can. That was not available to him, not even 5 years ago. So Charlie's being Charlie, right? And he's finally found a medium that is allowing him to be who he is and actually is embracing him. No matter how crazy you think he is or whether you think he's a racist or sexist or whatever. All that aside, his show was good because, or his show was promising. I don't want to say it's good. It's promising because, number one, he put a lot of thought, it seems, into creating a show that had some production and entertainment value. He actually sat there with cards. You could tell, you know, he rehearsed certain parts of it. He had segments. He had, you know, a crew. You know, he had, you know, he was, you know, clearly like, you know, okay, let's move on to the next segment. Let's, you know, this was something that he put some thought into. So what I'm saying is he didn't seem to approach this too half-assed. Like, I thought he would just turn on the camera and just start talking. No, he cares about the entertainment prospect. And maybe that's because he comes from Hollywood and he sat on shows and it's ingrained in him to try to put on a good show. So for that, I actually do give him props because it's not easy to do. And it shows that he at least cares enough about people who are watching to want to give them something, you know, to take away. And the second reason I think the show is better than people are giving him credit for is because he actually is trying to engage the audience. Every segment that he did tonight, the ones that I saw, he did three segments that I saw that in each segment, it was about him soliciting ideas, tweets, whatever, from the audience. Okay, this segment is about, you know, why you're a winner. You know, we pulled in tweets from people. We asked you to tweet us about why you think you're a winner. We're going to read those tweets, the best of them, and give you a shout out and tell everyone that you're a winner. And so, you know, people respond to that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's actually pretty cool. I like that. And he did that through a couple of segments. He had a couple of segments that were focused on the user and on people in social media, not necessarily on himself, even though, of course, he always reverted back to that, as any TV host will. The other reason that I think, you know, his show is better than people are giving him credit for is because, honestly, I think he's a lot like Howard Stern was 25 years ago. Fine, I know I'm going to take a hit for this, but here's the deal. Howard Stern stepped into a medium, radio, 25, 30 years ago, and he did what no one else was doing. He was extremely raunchy, far raunchier than Charlie Sheen is today. He was very raunchy, but he was the everyman. He represented the guys who were being told that they could never be anything in life. That was his audience. The ones who went to work and, you know, white collars, that was not his audience. His audience was made up of the schlub or the guy who maybe just got his high school diploma and was blue collar or just, you know, was just told that he could never be anything, that he was a loser. And Howard Stern said, nope, you're not a loser, you're actually a winner, and it's okay that you like